Of God, we need fresh oil in our lamp. We just pray for revival. When we pray for the revival of the church, we are praying for revival of ourselves. I want us to talk to God. I need more oil in my lamp. Fresh oil, oh God. Fresh oil, oh God. Fresh oil that will keep me burning till the close of the day. I need grace. Grace to keep moving, keep walking, keep serving you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Grace that will not make me to be tired. Grace that cannot be distracted. Grace that cannot be discouraged. Father, I receive, Lord. I receive, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Our Father and our God, we give glory to you. We are here in your presence once again so that you can fill our empty vessels. So that you can touch our lives. So that you can sharpen us. So that you can remind us of your words. So that you can guide our hearts. Father, speak to us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Touch us one more time. We invite the Holy Spirit of the Most High God to come and take absolute control. We don't want to hear from man. We want to hear directly from the throne of grace. So shall it be for us, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Let's have our seat. You are welcome to the presence of the Most High God. The Lord bless us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today we will be sharing together a message titled Power of Our Testimonies. Power of Our Testimonies. Praise the Lord. There are various ways whereby we can manifest our testimony, whereby we can share our testimony. It can come in different ways. We can give testimony through different ways. Our lives can testify of the goodness of God. Our actions, what we do, the words from our mouth, they can testify to the goodness of God. They can all be an expression of our testimony. The question that I want us to ask ourselves is, the words of our mouth, our action, our behavior, what we do, the way we dress, the way we relate with people, what message do they convey? Praise the Lord. What type of testimony do they convey? God will help us in Jesus' name. We just quickly see our word as a testimony. If we go to the book of Revelation chapter 12 in verse 10, in the later part of that, the Bible says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They spoke those words. Those words became their testimony. And because of the word they spoke, they overcame. Praise the Lord. That's just one way of expressing our testimony. And when we go to the book of Romans chapter 1 in verse 16, Romans chapter 1 in verse 16, the Bible says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed. When we share the testimony through our word, we reveal the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. Praise the Lord. And when we go to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14 in verse 10, 1 Corinthians chapter 14 in verse 10, just to emphasize on the importance of our word, the testimony that our word carries. The Bible says, there are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without significance. Every word that we say has meaning, has value. The people that hear it, they interpret it differently. It can convey different things. And just like I said, the first question that we need to ask ourselves, our lives, the words from our mouth, what type of testimony do they convey to the people that hear them? May the Almighty God help us in Jesus' name. Then after showcasing or sharing the testimony of the goodness of God through our word or the word of our mouth, we can testify through the life that we live as well. In the book of 1 Timothy chapter 3, in verse 7, the Bible says, moreover, he must have a good testimony among those who are outside. Paul was telling Timothy, anybody that wants to be a leader in the household of God, one key requirement is that that person must have a good testimony among those who are outside. Not within the church alone. Praise the Lord. Among those who are outside, the life that we live is a way of testifying. The life that we live is a testimony that people can read, people can interpret, they can ascribe meanings to it. Praise the Lord. In the book of Hebrews chapter 11 in verse 5, the Bible made us to understand that by faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. Why? For before he was taken, he had this testimony. And what is the testimony? What was his testimony? That he pleased God. Praise the Lord. He pleased God. He lived a life that pleased God to the point that he walked with God and God just decided to take him away. you can interpret it differently. Maybe that relationship was so deep, maybe physical work with God, up to the point that it got to a point and God said, no, you have gone to a certain state that you can't go back to the world again. Just let us go. Praise the Lord. He worked with God. And his testimony was that he pleased God. In the book of 3 John chapter 12, 3 John chapter 12, the Bible says, Demetrius has a good testimony from her. Not from his family alone, not from the church alone, but from everybody. Everybody, his life was a testimony. Praise the Lord. So, like I said, testimony can be in different form. When we give thanks to God, it's a form of testimony. When we give thanks to God, we showcase the goodness of God. People can look at it and say, why are you giving thanks? Because my God is good. Oh, I can see it in you that you have something that is good, different from others. And building on that, they can be led to Christ. The Bible made us to understand that we should give thanks always, in everything. Give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We can see that in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, in verse 18. We should give thanks always. It's a way of testifying. When we rejoice too, it's a form of sharing our testimony. In the book of Habakkuk chapter 3, from verse 17 to 19, the Bible says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall the fruit be in the vine. Habakkuk 3 from verse 17 to 19. Neither shall the fruit be in the vine, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. In verse 18, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Praise the Lord. When we rejoice, it's a form of testifying. Just like the book of Habakkuk says, even if everything fails, no fruit, no increase, no promotion, I will still rejoice in the Lord. Praise the Lord. My prayer for us is nothing will cut short our rejoice in the Lord in the name of Jesus. We will rejoice and rejoice and rejoice and rejoice with no band in the name of Jesus. Another form is praising God. When we praise God, we bring down the glory of God. There was one playlist that I watched some years back, and they titled it, When God Decide to Dance. That village, they offended God, just like Nineveh. They offended God. But they just look at it. If we start confessing our sin, maybe we won't even finish confessing them till God decides to just execute judgment upon us. And someone said, okay, let's start praising him. And they started praising. And it got to a point that God just stood up on his seat and started dancing to their praise. Praise the Lord. It was a playlet, but it can happen in real life. Praise the Lord. God will help us in Jesus' name. So, what are the examples of people in the Bible that had testimonies? There are so many of them. You know, we start from Jesus. Our Lord Jesus Christ, his life on earth was full of testimony. Even after he went to heaven, it's still testimony. Praise the Lord. What about the disciples? In the book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 26. Acts 11:26. The Bible says, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for a whole year they assembled with the church and taught a great many people. And the later part of that verse, and the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. Their life, the way they conduct themselves, the way they talk. And what is the meaning of Christian? Little Christ. People were able to identify these people. Their life was so different. And they remember that somebody lived whose name was Jesus and is Jesus. And they could connect their lifestyle with the name of Jesus Christ. These are little Christ. They behave like Jesus. They talk like Jesus. They walk like Jesus. They dress like Jesus. May that be our portion in the name of Jesus. May our life conform to the lifestyle of Jesus. Because it's only when we are in conformity with his lifestyle, that's the only time we can walk with him. If we have a different lifestyle, Jesus have a different lifestyle, we can't walk with him. Because the Bible says it's not possible for two to walk together unless they agree. May the Almighty God help us in Jesus' name. Amen. So what about the 12 spies that were sent to the Canaan line? 12 of them were sent by Moses. Among the 12, we had Joshua, we had Caleb. And one thing that was unique, they were divided into two categories. Moses and Caleb, one side. The remaining 10, one side. But they have two different testimonies. When we go to the book of Numbers, chapter 13, from verse 30, Numbers 13, from verse 30, the later part of verse 30, we saw the testimony of Caleb. The Bible says, Caleb said, let us go up at once and take possession. Here is testimony. For we are well able to overcome it. That was his testimony. And when you go to the later part of verse 33, let's hear the testimony of the other side. In verse 33, there we saw the giants. The descendant of Anak came from giants. And we were like grasshoppers. That was their own testimony. What is your own testimony? What is my own testimony? May the Almighty God help us in Jesus' name. What about David and Goliath? We all talk about David defeated Goliath, killed Goliath. But something happened before the killing of Goliath. When we go to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17, from verse 34 to 37. 1 Samuel 17, from verse 34 to 37. I want us to read from verse 36. When David was brought before Saul, and Saul looked at him. Just a young boy. You want to fight Goliath. Even in stature, you can't match him. In experience, you are nothing. But David has a testimony. He had a testimony. In verse 36, he said, your servant had killed both lion and bear. And these uncircumcised Philistines will be like one of them, seeing that he has defied the armies of the living God. Praise the Lord. In verse 37, moreover, David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. In every situation, What are the words from our mouth? What is our testimony? Is it that of defeat or that of victory? And my advice for us is, as we journey through this year, let's key to the report of the Lord. The other reports may be different, may be well accepted by everybody. Let's key to the report of the Lord, because that is the only thing that will stand. Another example, we call him the foolish rich man in the Bible. We can see his account in the book of Luke chapter 12 from verse 16 to 20. But we only read verse 19. Luke 12 from verse 19. The Bible made us to understand the man made so much harvest, wealth. I just look at it and say, well, what do I do with this? I have more than I needed. In verse 19, and I will say to my soul, so you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease. Eat, drink, and be merry. Praise the Lord. God is not against having in abundance. But when we look at the life of that man, in his own testimony, the only thing we can find here, I, me, nothing like God. In our testimony, how much of God do we have in our testimony? Are they full of I will, me, for me? God will help us in Jesus' name. What can testimony do? Don't forget, the topic of the message is the power of our testimony. So what can testimony do? In Psalm 19, verse 7, Psalm 19, verse 7, the Bible says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Testimony can make the simple to become wise. How? When they share their testimony, and if their testimony is connected to God, their testimony becomes reality in future. And people look at it, are you a seer now? You said something a year ago and it's happening. Praise the Lord. It's because they are wise. And are they wise? Because they are connected to God. In the book of Psalm 119, verse 24, what can testimony do? Psalm 119, verse 24, your testimonies also are my delight. They are my counselors. Testimony can counsel. When people hear your testimony, when they read your testimony through the lifestyle you live, the word of our mouth, they can be canceled and say, it's like he carries something different and it's working for him. If it's working for him, I have to key into that. Praise the Lord. In the book of Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Through our testimony, we get victory. We overcome situation and circumstances. Praise the Lord. Another thing is that through testimony, we can tell what happened in the future. In the book of Revelation chapter 19, verse 10b, Revelation 19, verse 10b, the Bible says, and I fell at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, see that you do not do that. I am your fellow servant and of your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit
of prophecy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I will just conclude by reminding us to ask ourselves some questions. The first one is, how big is my testimony? How powerful is my testimony? How impactful is my testimony? How convincing is my testimony? May the Almighty God help us in Jesus' name. What can my testimony give? Can it give salvation to the unsaved? When they hear it, when they read through my testimony, can they get saved? Can it give direction to the lost? Can it give hope to the hopeless? Can it give faith to the faithless? And just like the case of that man, how much of God can people see in your testimony, in my testimony? When they take my testimony and they read through it, how much of God can they find in it? How many I, me, can they find in my testimony? May the Almighty God help us in Jesus' name. I want us to be on our feet. There is this song that we normally sing. And choir, I will like you to help me. Lord, send another Elijah to bring thy power down. Send down fire, also send down rain to heal the sea, raise the dead and glorify your name. Lord, I want to be another Elijah here. Lord, send another Elijah to bring your power down. Send the fire, also send the rain. Hold down, heal the sick, raise the dead, and glorify your name. Lord, I want to be another Elijah. Yeah.
I want us to talk to God. Father, make me the Elijah of our time. The Elijah of our time that will bring down fire, bring down rain, heal the sick, raise the dead, glorify your name. Make me, oh God, the Elijah of our time. God is looking for many Elijahs. Why can't we talk to God? Make me one of them, Lord. The Elijah that we use for your glory. Make me one of them, Lord. Let's talk to God. Make me like Abraham, the father of faith. Like Enoch, that walk with you and please you. Help me, Lord. I want to walk with you and please you. Help me, O Lord. I want to be like Joseph, the Joseph of our time, Lord, that won't succumb to the temptation from Potiphar's wife. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And I want us to talk to God. Anything that will soil my testimony, take it far away from me. Take it far away from me. The Bible says we are the books that people are reading. They are reading my life. They are reading your life. They are listening to the words from our mouth.
Let's talk to God. Let's talk to God. Anything, oh God, that can soil my testimony, take it far away. That can corrupt my testimony, take it far away from me, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord, to live a holy and a perfect life before you. In the name of Jesus. Let my testimony give salvation to the unsaved. Let it give direction to the lost. Let it give hope to the hopeless. Let it give faith to the faithless, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name, O God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Our Father and our God, we give glory to you. We worship your name. We lift you up. We magnify you, O God. Thank you for your word. The power of our testimony. We commit our lives into your hands. Lord, nothing will soil our testimony. In the name of Jesus. Our testimony will glorify your name. Our testimony will bring salvation to the unsaved. We give direction to the lost, the hope to the hopeless, restoration back to the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. We are victorious. Yes, we are victorious. Glory be to God who gave